Adele, Send My Love, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We will get to some of your text reaction to our dilemma we had in from a listener earlier on. We'll get some more of that in a few minutes.
This is a good one though, lads. You definitely don't go home and tell the wife if she is such a big gob and goes on national radio.
Well, didn't that? Yeah, okay.
Would you say that Harry has been on his stag yet? Surely that's got to happen.
No, not yet, I'd say.
Being planned by William.
Yeah, I'd say it'll happen closer to the wedding.
Yeah, William's
organising
it. Of course, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced their engagement yesterday, and it's always intimidating having to meet the family of your other half, you know, but imagine if it was the Queen that she had to go and meet. So here are Harry and Meghan talking about it.
She's an incredible woman.
And the corgis took to you straight away.
That's true.
For the last 33 years being barked at, this one walks in absolutely nothing.
Just laying on my feet during tea. It was very sweet.
And it's just like, oh.
Sweet was the word.
Yeah.
I don't pay much attention to the royals, but I was kind of glued to this interview that was on BBC last night with a pair of them, because they, I would say the PR and publicity instructions that went into it, the way they were sitting, the way they handled themselves, she held his hand for the whole thing, and all I was thinking of, oh my God, imagine how sweaty your hand would be for that whole interview. And everything that came out of her mouth and the glances she gave him just oozed sweetness. She even started talking about puppies.
Speaking of dogs, have you brought yours to the UK?
Well, I have two dogs that I've had for quite a long time, both my rescue pups, and one is now staying with very close friends, and my other little guy is, yes, he's in the UK. He's been here for a while.
Okay. No.
She loves rescue puppies. Well, Dickie Arbiter is author of On Duty with the Queen, My 12 Years as Buckingham Palace Press Secretary. And he's also was media manager for Prince Charles and the late Princess Diana. He's on the phone from London right now. Dickie, you must have watched this interview yesterday with all your experience and been high-fiving either yourself or other people, because they really pulled it off, didn't they?
Well, they did really pull it off, and I don't think you need to high-five anybody except Harry and Meghan. Meghan's an accomplished speaker. She's spoken at the United Nations. She's the UN ambassador. She's a humanitarian. She's been out to Rwanda for water aid. So she's a pretty good communicator. She doesn't need teaching much. And Harry's pretty good as well. So they did it all by themselves, and the touchy-feely between them just endorses the feeling that they have for each other. They're besotted with each other, and they're happy in each other's skin.
Yeah, we don't see an awful lot of Harry, and it was great to see him sitting down and chatting away and getting an insight into his personality.
Well, it was, but Harry's a bit of a doer. I mean, we saw him in September at the Invictus Games, and we've seen him at previous Invictus Games. He gets stuck in, you know, the guys are playing and he gets down and he plays with them. You know, in a sort of same capacity. He's a doer rather than a talker. When it is necessary to talk, he will do so, as he did again at the Invictus Games, as he did earlier in the year at the launch of the mental health campaign, very important to him. So he talks when it's necessary, but he does most of the time.
He did mention the ring, and I thought a really genuinely touching part of it was when they spoke about Lady Diana, obviously Harry's mother. Let's have a listen to him just talking about the ring and his thoughts about his mom at this time.
The ring is obviously yellow gold, because that's her favourite. And the main stone itself, a source from Botswana. And the little diamonds either side are from my mother's jewellery collection, to make sure that she's with us on this crazy journey together. It is days like today when I really miss having her around and miss being able to share the happy news. But you know, with the ring and with everything else that's going on, I'm sure she's with us. Yeah, you know, jumping up and down somewhere else.
That's very sweet, Dickie.
And with your intimate knowledge, Dickie, would Lady Diana have approved?
She would have approved. The Princess of Wales was very much a touchy-feely person, a very good communicator, and I think Meghan is sort of out of a similar mould. And she would have approved. She would have approved of Harry's choice. Pleased that Harry is now going to settle down, and hopefully, please God, he raises a family. That'll be good news as well. It's interesting how both William and Harry make sure that we don't forget their mother. They certainly wouldn't forget their mother, and they're making sure that their respective ladies have something of their mother's wearing. Catherine has got the engagement ring that the Prince of Wales gave Diana, and Meghan has got jewellery that that belonged to Diana. So it's a nice touch, and particularly as Harry designed it as well.
About the event itself, we were talking yesterday, kind of expressing surprise at knowing how long it generally takes to organise, you know, a normal wedding. How it was surprising how soon it all seems to be happening. And having been the man behind trying to control the media circus around these kinds of events, is it realistic and easily managed to put this on in May as it has been suggested?
Oh, goodness me, dead easy. I mean, if you remember in 2010 when William and Catherine got engaged, the wedding was at the end of April, so 5 months, easy to organise. It's just a case of getting the invitations out. I've got a feeling that the wedding might well be in April. I know we've got the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in the middle of April, but it's between two venues, Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle. I'm actually plumbing for St George's Chapel, Windsor, for the actual wedding ceremony and then reception in the castle afterwards. No, it's very easy to organise. Buckingham Palace is well tuned to organising big events, and it doesn't matter how big or how small, they don't need a lot of time to do it. The hardest task of all is getting the invitations out.
How do you decide who gets the invite?
Well, it's in this case, well, as in William and Catherine, they decided who got an invitation. There are certain people that had to be invited, but the majority were William and Catherine's choice. This wedding, it'll be the royal family, it'll be Meghan's family, it'll be some of her friends and Harry's friends, and I reckon there'll be quite a large representation from the charities that both he and Meghan represent. So they will decide who comes to their wedding. It's not going to be a free-for-all. It's not going to be a bun fight. It's not going to be, hey, let's spot the celebrities. You know,
right.
Celebrities at a wedding, at a royal wedding, are totally irrelevant. The key players are the bride and groom and the respective families.
Does Meghan get to choose her own bridesmaids?
Meghan will get to choose her own bridesmaids. She'll get to choose her own dress. Harry won't have any say in that. First you'll see of it is when she walks down the aisle of whichever church establishment it is.
And one of the things that she does seem to have a say in, but seems a little bit strange to many of us looking from the outside, is the decision that she will give up her career as an actress. Here she is talking about that yesterday in the interview.
But I don't see it as giving anything up. I just see it as a change.
It's a new challenge.
It's a new chapter, right? And also keep in mind, I've been working on my show for 7 years. So we are very, very fortunate to be able to have that sort of longevity on a series. And for me, once we hit the 100 episode marker, I thought, you know what, I have ticked this box and I feel really proud of the work I've done there. And now it's time to, as you said, work as a team with you.
So she has to finish acting altogether, Dickie, does she?
Well, she'll finish altogether. She's made up her mind. You've got to remember that Meghan is doing two things that are completely out of the ordinary. She's moving country from the other side of the pond to the United Kingdom. She's marrying a prince of the United Kingdom. And she has a lot of charities under her belt. She's a humanitarian. Mm. And as she rightly says, she's giving up one career and opening a new chapter. And that's not going to be difficult. At the end of the day, she's done the acting, she's seen it, she's done it, she's walked the red carpet. There's not a lot left for her, except probably win an Oscar, but she'll win lots of Oscars as the bride of Harry.
There is a kind of a delicious irony in the fact that when you look at the Brexiteers who based their decision mainly on an anti-immigration stance, and now we have a mixed-race foreigner coming in and joining the royal family, how is her visa work? How does all that side of things work out?
Oh, I think it works out pretty quickly. I mean, none of us know whether in the 7 years she was in Canada doing suits, whether she actually applied for Canadian citizenship. It's possible that she did. It's not a problem. The fact that she's American is not a problem either. You know, lots of people are coming into the country. A lot of people are applying for British citizenship. And a lot of people are getting it.
Yeah, I can't imagine she'll have to wait at the passport office while her filed.
You probably won't have to wait at the passport office, but I think they'll be very careful about fast-tracking her, given that a lot of people are already queue.
Mm, of course,
but,
that makes sense.
You know, at the end of the day, she's marrying a prince. It's the Queen's decision and the Queen's gift to give her an HRH, and I doubt whether she'll keep that back. So, It's all happening there.
Well, listen, myself and Dave, we obviously don't want to be at the top table, but we'll have one near the dance floor if that's okay, if you can put us on the list there.
All right, we'll see what we can do, but don't hold your breath.
Okay. Dickie Arbiter, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Dickie Arbiter, a royal commentator and speaker and author of On Duty with the Queen, My 12 Years as Buckingham Palace Press Secretary.
What do you think? You can let us know. 087-4100-102. I think a lot of people might love to have to give up their job and just become a princess. I mean, yeah. Isn't that what every girl dreams since they were two? 087-4100-102 is the text and WhatsApp. You can let us know what you think. And don't forget, your Ed Word on the way if you want to see the man himself, Ed Sheeran, playing live in Austria.